Non-nested models. Another important type of hypothesis testing used in multiple regression is the substitution of one or more predictors for another. Common bases for substitution, often two collinear variables won't both contribute to a model. You might check if there is an advantage of one versus the other included in the model. I've got a bunch of other things going on, and I put anxiety and depression in as predictors in the same model. Neither of them contribute. That makes me crazy because I know that they're related. The problem is anxiety and depression are likely to be more related to each other than either of them is related to the criterion. Okay, so I can't have both. Well, does it matter which one I use? That's a substitution question. That's a non-nested model question. So I've got a model that uses just anxiety with the other predictors, and a model that uses just depression with the other predictors, and I want to know if one has an advantage over the other. That might be for pragmatic reasons, or it might be theoretical reasons. If I say to myself, you know, once I understand depression, anxiety doesn't add anything. But if I understand anxiety, depression's going to help. Yes?
Can't you just do a hierarchical model, though, by putting in one and then seeing, and then the other, seeing if that produces...
Sure, and you can even do that in either direction.
Exactly, to see which...
But it doesn't put them in contrast with each other as single predictors. It's one thing to ask, does this variable add anything to the other variable? Then, does the other variable add anything to this variable? It's different to ask which one works better along with the others. And in order to do that, you need a model with just one compared to a model with just the other. Okay? What you did before is compare each of those to the model with both. Good questions, but a different question. That's why we have this whole list of 12. Each one is tied to a different theoretical or pragmatic question. You might have a hypothesis that a variable commonly used in a theory can be substituted for with some other variable. I like this one. I do this one a lot. Somebody says, no, it's practice. And every time I put practice in the model, I get a significant performance improvement. I say, you know what? It's not practice. It's feedback. So I'm going to take practice out, I'm going to put feedback in, and I'm going to beat your model. Because feedback is more important than practice. Feedback will contribute more to the other variables in the model than will practice. Do this a lot in legal cases. Somebody says there's a salary bias against, pick the group of your choice. And so the variable that's in the model is that group variable, whether it's gender, race, age, whatever protected class you're interested in. I say, no, it has nothing to do with that. That's merely a proxy variable. That's merely a correlate of what's important. So we're going to take that variable out and we're going to put in training on the task before you got the job. That model does better than the model with the protected class variable in it. So we're talking about... Your theory tells me it's one thing, I'm telling you it's something else. You might be interested in substituting one or more inexpensive or otherwise more available predictors for one that is currently used. And this is exactly what happened. This is exactly what was going on with GRE. When GRE came out, GRE was intended to be a predictive replacement for IQ. Because a full-scale IQ measure is an amazingly good predictor of graduate performance. But it's expensive, and it costs a lot, and it costs a lot in not just money, but time. And a lot of people don't really want to know what their IQ is. The GRE is sufficiently mystical that, you know, I'm not really sure what the squirrel net means, so it's okay. And so the idea was to substitute something that was far less expensive for the graduate schools. And that's the idea of comparing non-nested models.